Hi, it's Alan Carrington again from the ERGA conference, the conference of the University of Adelaide on research in education. It's the end of day one. We're all tired, but I must admit that I was really looking forward to Susan Hazel, who is here from our School of Agriculture, Food and Wine, mainly because I've been actively involved in this. So we've only got 5 minutes, Susan, but tell us all about the chicken and egg issue. I'm not going to ask you which come first, okay?
Okay, the chicken and egg eSIM is taught to first-year students in veterinary science and animal science, and the aim of the assessment is to get them to think about a controversial animal welfare issue, which is the battery cage layer hen issue, and within an eSIM represent different stakeholder groups with opposing points of view. Right.
So let me get this straight. It's an online event which is managed by a learning management system, and you are sort of facilitating the experience, and these guys come in roles?
They come in roles.
Yeah. And you've got the fours and against.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess you've got a lot of passionate people in there too, with very strong views, I expect, on a subject like that.
Definitely.
And how do you trigger such a thing? What's the situation that they experience?
The trigger is that there's a news announcement that the South Australian State Government are going to support the development of new battery cage layer hen sheds north of Gawler and put in $100 million of taxpayer money.
Yeah, that's the sort of issue where people throw themselves in front of bulldozers and things, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I can imagine you've had some really powerful discussions. And so what is this? And they're not sure of the decision, so they're going to have some sort of inquiry. Is that how it works?
So the initial news announcement is made, and then there's a follow-up announcement, which the state government are having problems with their budget. It's blown out. They're now going to reassess all of their committed funds, and there will be a public inquiry to decide whether or not this development goes
ahead. Well, that's
ahead.
Interesting, you know, when you talk about fiction and fact following fiction, etc. But there was that thing with Woolworths the other day, you know, just somewhere in the middle of it, which said that they were withdrawing support. So obviously the students have had a very real situation. How have they got into it?
I've been really impressed by the amount of participation by the students. So in the public inquiry...
A bit of heat?
A lot of heat.
A lot of heat.
Yeah, there were
Great.
A couple of groups that almost came to blows but settled themselves down.
Good. Yeah, and you mentioned the highlight to me anyway was this questionnaire thing that one of the groups did. They were initiating their own learning design, wasn't it?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
They had to do a group strategy to begin the whole eSIM.
Right.
And one of the groups decided to get to know the other group members. They put questions up on their group strategy. So things like, do you believe more in animal welfare, animal rights? And
they're
so
great
good.
Questions. Yeah, they're really great questions. So you're now about to be in the debrief stages. I guess with all that passion, debriefing is important?
Absolutely, yes. So the decision was made a week ago. The groups have had a chance to...
What was the decision?
The decision in both cases was that the development would go ahead, but with a slight modification in one of them. There have been two eSIMs running parallel.
Okay. Have you had any feedback from students in role about their disappointment in the decision?
Some of the opposing groups,
yeah.
So the more animal rights-based groups, have expressed extreme disappointment on the forum page that
No threats of violence or
not at this stage.
And this is really good learning, this is, I tell you, it's real. You going to do it again?
Absolutely, yeah, we'll do it next year.
Next year. What do you think the students have taken away? Have you got any feedback from the students as to what they're learning, other than, you know, strengthening or opposing views? What processes are they learning?
I've had a couple of students who said they wanted to be in an animal rights group but couldn't, and they had to be in a group that was more pro the development, and they'd found that it wasn't as black and white as they had thought going in, and that the whole issue is very complicated.
So you really think it's taught students to listen to opposite points of view?
I think it's taught them to look at other points of view, but also the fact that there are so many factors that relate to the development, so economics, politics, personal points of view.
Terrific. I've been very, very proud to be part of it, and I'm looking forward to next year. I've been talking with Susan Hazel from our University of Adelaide. Thanks, Susan, for your time.
Thank you.